Dukes and Bell, we get a chance to chop it up and talk with our starting quarterback, Michael Penix. We talking about my quarterback. Michael Penix, first day of camp, man. How different is this compared to last year where you were mentally, physically, preparation-wise? How different does it feel?
I mean, the only difference is I got a different title this year, you know, but I always cut the main thing. You know, the goal is to do whatever I can to help this team win football games, and that's going to continue to stay that. So still the same mindset, you know, just a different title this year.
You were known as a great leader, man, a captain at Washington. Do you feel more comfortable taking that leadership role this season?
Yeah, man. I've always been comfortable in that role. You know, it don't come overnight. You know, obviously you got to gain that trust from the guys. And, you know, each and every day I continue to try to prove that, make sure the guys know that I'm somebody they can look at as a leader. And, you know, I just got to come out here and be consistent each and every day. And my play is going to speak for itself. So,
Michael Penix joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So a lot of conversation about Kyle Pitts this offseason. Saw that you guys got together, not just Pitts, but your receiving core. Did you orchestrate that? Did you call the guys and say, hey, let's hook up and get together? And do you feel like you got some quality work in? Or was it just, hey, hanging out and get to know guys?
Yeah, to be honest, Mooney, Darnell Mooney, he called that up. You know, I definitely knew I wanted to get with the guys, but Mooney, he said it's on him this year. he took it this year, and he was like, hey, man, because I know you fresh to it. You know, this is your first year starting. You know, I want to – He wanted to take over this year, you know, bringing the guys out, you know, to Cali and working together. So, but that's just the leader that he is as well, you know. But next year, it'll definitely be on me, so.
What's up, Darnell?
Darnell Mooney, baby. Hey, what's your relationship like with Zach Robinson, especially now that you are going to be the man from the jump as opposed to taking it in midseason last year? Anything different with the playbook, or is he working to your strengths?
My relationship with him is great. You know, he trusts me, I trust him, and he's gonna call whatever's on that playbook, because he know as long as we're on the same page, you know, whenever we get out there, you know, we're gonna go out there and make it work. You know, every call not gonna be great, every play by me not gonna be great, but at the end of the day, we gotta lean on each other, you know, in those hard times and even in those good times, you know, and always trust each other and, you know, always come to an understanding when it comes game day, and we locked in and we're gonna do whatever it takes to win football games.
Michael Penix joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Mike, there was a play last year Mike and I talked about where you went to Drake, y'all missed it, and you went right back to it, and you hit it for a touchdown. And I bring this up only to say, how much confidence do you instill, not only in Drake, but also maybe Kyle Pitts, and say, hey, I'm coming to you. Dog, I'm getting you to rock. Like, does that help? And is that you? Do you do those things for those guys, or is it just a situation that happens and plays out throughout the course of a game?
Man, it's what we do, not on Sundays, but, you know, throughout the week, each and every day, you know, gaining that confidence, gaining that that trust with those guys, and allowing them to understand, like, hey, man, we nobody perfect. You know, we strive to be perfect, but nobody's perfect. Everybody's not going to make every single play, you know, but as long as we continue to play the next play, you know, the ball will find you, and I'm always going to find an open guy, so they know that. They'll get the ball.
You remember that play?
I do.
We do, because that's the thing. Michael Penix Jr., our quarterback, joins us on Dukes and Bell. When we talk to people around the country about the Falcons and they ask us about you, I say that Sunday night game against the Commanders, that was like a big moment. It's like a playoff type atmosphere, and you made one of those great throws to Kyle Pitts for a touchdown. Did you go back and look at all your film from last year?
Yeah, I did. I did.
What'd you think?
Oh, I mean, it was a lot of things to work off of. You know, obviously, you know, it was tough connecting, you know, early on, you know, but, you know, as we continue to get better each and every day, you know, just spending all that time, you know, outside of the game field and even off the field as well, you know, just building that relationship with those guys, you know, that connection to continue to build. And I've been seeing it build all offseason. I can't wait to see what we do this year.
SEC Media Days just happened. Kalen DeBoer was in town, and he said, hey, you came to the crib. Y'all kicked it. You have a great relationship with him. What is he telling you as you've now made your way into the professional ranks and helping you as long as he's known you? Probably he says he's known you better, you know, as far as an offensive coordinator and being around you than anybody else.
Yeah, man, he just telling me to be myself. You know, he said that's all I got to do, be myself. He told me to just trust my abilities and, you know, just go out there and have fun. You know, that's the biggest thing he always say, just have fun, you know, and be you. And that's the main thing that he always tell me.
Speaking of having fun, man, people loving the vibe, the working class hero, man, being at Costco when you get the word you're going to be the starter. What else did you do this summer, man? What was your offseason?
This summer, I didn't really do too much. I went back home to my city, in Dade City. You know, I had a kids camp there. You know, truly enjoyed that. You know, all the kids that came out and supported. And
had a street named after you, didn't you?
Got a street named after me. That was a blessing as well, too, you know. So those things, I got out to fish a little bit, been trying to golf, get my golf game better, but – That's about it.
How's
you already catch? Yeah, we're all fishing. Well, we try to fish.
Yeah, I caught. We just caught. We went trout fishing.
Okay.
Yeah, out there trout.
In the golf game, what's it look like?
It's getting there. I ain't gonna talk too much about it, but it's getting there.
Well, now it's go time. So you shutting that down, right? You won't have time to do that.
Yeah.
Michael, what do you want to improve on, man? I mean, obviously, 3-game sample space, but you know your game. You know what you're capable of.
Mm-hmm.
Coming into this season, you say this is what I got to be better at. What is that?
Just the connection with the guys. You know, obviously seeing last year, you know, seeing all the plays that was left out there, you know, it's not something that, you know, I'm used to seeing. You know, I like to at least give my guys a chance. And it was times last year where I wasn't giving them a chance, you know. So just make sure I give those guys a chance, you know, just connecting with them, you know, day in and day out, make sure that our chemistry is where it needs to be.
Do we know what the workload's going to be like in preseason? Because I know last year we wanted to see more of you in preseason. Have you talked to Coach about that yet?
No talks about that yet.
What about Kirk Cousins, man? How's that really? I know you're talking about how he's had your back. Same vibe?
Yeah, same vibe, man. He's great. A great guy. You know, he's still a leader. You know, everybody looking at him as a leader, and he's always going to be that. You know.
You feel what's going on around here? I'm talking about Atlanta, like, with you and, like, how people feel and the excitement. Do you feel that?
I am a little bit, you know. I feel like once season come around, you'll see it and feel it even more, you know. But I definitely am feeling the love, you know. It's amazing, you know. I love the city, man. It's a great city. You know, I was glad I got drafted here. You know, I'm not too far from home, so be able to have family come up a lot. So it's been great.
And then finally, we talked a lot about the playoffs. We talked with A.J. Terrell, Jesse Bates. You know, you're in your second year. A lot of these guys have not been in the playoffs. I mean, do you set goals like that, or just it is what it is?
No, we gotta win. we gotta get there, man. That's always the goal, man. Goal trying to win every one, you know. But we're gonna do whatever it takes to make sure that we do that.
Michael Penix, good luck. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Great stuff from Michael Penix today. Oozing confidence, as he should.
As well he should.
And he literally leaves us, walks into the media room, and not being prompted says, "Well, we got the ball to KP today, huh?" And immediately he's talking about Kyle Pitts, and it's one of those things that is present.
Right.
And look, I'm fine with that, Mike. Look, for all the conversation we've had about Kyle and this offense, Raymond McLeod's going to play his role. Drake's going to play his role. Bijan's going to play his role. We need him. He's the biggest piece of this pie, this graph that hasn't yet done what we expected to do. So if Michael wants to say, hey, we're going to get him the rock, so be it. I just want to see explosive plays and this offense scoring some points and us being really productive in the red zone. And if we do that, then it's going to take a lot of pressure off the D, and all of a sudden, guys, we're going to be in for something special.
Look, he's a likable guy. Think about your first rookie season. All of a sudden, you know, you're drafted into a situation where the quarterback who was signed as a free agent for a pretty good size of change, you know, thinks, oh, it's his team. Now, all of a sudden, there's a soap opera. And then I still think that, and I'd love to talk to Rob. We'll ask him about this. In retrospect, did you not give him more reps? That's why I asked him at the end of the conversation with us, what is his load going to look like preseason-wise? Is he going to play in those first two games?
Yeah.
Go play two series? Is it important for him to get in that rhythm? Or do they sandbag it? Or don't forget, we do have a joint scrimmage this year. We have a joint practice coming up this season.
We do.
Right? Is that with Detroit? Who's that with?
No, Day-Day? It's the Titans, isn't it?
It might be Tennessee. So sometimes your coaches will get what they need from those practices. If you're here in attendance, you'll see it. Sometimes we don't. Remember the Miami joint practice a couple years ago? We're like, oh, they saw what they wanted to see. Like, we did? Really?
Yeah.
Marcus Mariota, we saw what we wanted to see? Or was it Ritter? Either way.
Yeah, it was Ritter.
Yeah, it is frustrating because as a fan, you want to sort of see what he's got and where he's going. You always want to see your starting quarterback go down the field, boom, get a first down, boom, touchdown. Okay, he looks like he's ready to roll. I would think with only 3 games under his belt, he'd get some more usage in the preseason. You don't think so?
No, I'm not saying that. I again, what's the appropriate amount?
Don't want to get him hurt. That's obvious. But as I said to you earlier, hey, man, they're not going to put him in there with the second team. He's going to be in there with from Jake Matthews to Caleb McGarrett.
He's going to be in with the first team. I just, Mike, that's a really good question. And maybe as we get further into camp, that appropriate amount will be determined, and Rob will share that maybe, because what we think, and when I say appropriate amount, is that 3 series, you go in or you say he's going to play 2 series. You get into the game and you go, you know what, he needs another one. And then you make sure he's out there for at least another. Like, that's fine. But I don't know what that number is, or if you're going to say, Dukes and Bell, what's the amount of plays? I don't know. What I do know is I do want to feel comfortable week one heading into the game against the Bucks, where you go, he got enough snaps in real time.
Right.
And we're good. I do not want to go into the Bucs game and he's played one series, Mike, and six plays, and you go, we're good to go.
Yeah, that's the thing that drove me crazy. Remember, Desmond Ridder only played one series that year. That one, you know, that made that's Arthur Smith. That's a different coaching regime.
Now, Cousins didn't play, right? If I remember correctly,
no, nope.
He did not play.
We kind of knew that was going to be the case on that one. Again, guys, Troy Andersen starting camp on the PUP list. So he's not able to do the work. Everybody else was out there. I think we talked about it. I want to mention this again. I don't know if I mentioned it last segment at the start of the show. Billy Bowman. I like his game, man.
He's nice.
We talked to a bunch of folks from Oklahoma at SEC Media Days. He's kind of, I don't want to, you know, make that ridiculous sports talk pronouncement, but he's kind of like a poor man's honey badger. He wants contact and he's a ball hawk. You know what I mean? It's kind of cool.
Yeah. He is going to be fine. There are some secondary battles. We'll be talking about this tomorrow a little bit on the show because Rob was addressing it today that I think are going to play out pretty interesting here over the next 5 weeks or so. And one of those battles is for that nickel spot, Mike.
Right.
And Bowman's a guy along with Clark Phillips. There are other guys. DeMarco Helms is back. Some of these guys we hadn't talked about. Helms is a full go for camp. So – I'm with you. Like, if he's a playmaker like what they drafted him out of Oklahoma and what we saw on tape, he's going to be a problem.
Hey, one last nugget. We were talking about the money, always the dollars. Drake London, we were part of that scrum when I think D-Led asked the question about the contract. What about your contract, Drake? Garrett Wilson just got paid. And he said that I'm not worried about money. Garrett Wilson got that four-year, $130 million extension.
Yeah. Well, look, I think Drake has the right attitude. He answered all the questions today and talked about how ready he is and just happy to be back and ready to do something special. Look, at some point, these guys want to break through. Mm. And Drake's been one of those guys. Now, you're talking about, what, year four, Mike? Here we go, another guy.
Right.
Where you're like, okay, what's the situation?
Very easily could have had a 1,000-yard season every year, but, you know, those first 2 years, kind of tough with Mariota and Ridder.
All right, man, we got more to get to here on the show. We've been live today at Hooters Mall of Georgia location. It's been such a fun day, and we're going to be back at this location a couple of days next week, Tuesday and Thursday. Tomorrow, we're back in the studio. Tomorrow's an off day, and I know it's weird. First day of practice, and then they're off. The new CBA dictates days that they can work out. First day of pads, by the way, will be Tuesday, so we'll be up there for that.
Pads will be popping.
Yeah. All right, we're coming back. We're live at Hooters, man. It's Dukes and Bell.